is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, once again a huge welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening has been fabulous so far and will continue to be very fabulous by the fact that you're tuned in here on the Phoenix FM airways. As ever, 98.0 if you're on an FM dial in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, and on digital. And if you're online, it's phoenixfm.com. And of course, if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will do. As ever, I'm duty bound to remind you, you can get the video feed into the studio at mixcloud.com. Search Phoenix 98 FM and you will see me in our studio one here in Brentwood. And if you want to chat to me, you must have a Mixcloud account. Log in and you can join in the chat at the box on the side. So, there we go. It's just gone 10 o'clock. It's been a wet evening here in Essex, I have to say. But relatively pleasant otherwise. If you care about the weather and wet weather ruins your day, then it won't be relatively pleasant, I'm sure. But it's been okay for me. I've been working today. I've been doing some work recently where you have to travel in and out of London at peak times. Gotta say, those of you that commute every single day, crikey, I don't know how you do it. It's a novelty for me to be commuting at peak times every single day. And can't say I love it. Trips on the Central Line. Although, gotta be honest, Oxford Circus clears out a bit. Holborn clears out a little bit. There we go. Don't know why I felt necessary to discuss travel at this point in time, but I did. There we go. What's coming up on tonight's show, you're saying? Stop rambling and get on with it. Alright. Well, as ever, we'll have celebrity birthdays. Find out who in the public eye will be celebrating today. Scott Fish, our roving reporter after last week's mishap, will be back in about 25 minutes' time with a very interesting in-depth report. We will also have the return of Prediction Master after last week's success, I think it's fair to say. There is an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse/Xverse as well. And all month in April, it is Alcohol Awareness Month. So to celebrate that, I don't know if it's really saying don't drink too many units, be aware that alcohol exists, go crazy and let loose in April. I'm not quite sure what the message is, but all throughout the month of April, it's Alcohol Awareness Month. So I thought that linked very well to titles of tracks or artists that somehow link to alcohol, and you've replied in your droves, as ever, in social media in the run-up to the show, with track suggestions that link to alcohol in some way or another. There's a very clear one that we're going to start off with, thanks to Sue Burton, who was the first person to suggest it on the socials. Thank you, Sue. Of course, it's UB40. You know what's coming.
It's up to you.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was UB40 with the classic Red Red Wine, of course. How could we not play that in the show that occurs during Alcohol Awareness Month? Of course we had to, and I decided to start off with it. I'm already looking forward to the one that's going to play us out. So, you know, all right, I'm not going to let the whole show waste, because that would be a waste, but I'm just looking forward to the end of it, let's just say that. Now, plenty of ridiculous holidays occur on the 2nd of April. Did you get April Fool's? Did you fall for something yesterday in the news? I texted a work colleague. We're both travelling into work on peak times on London Transport, and I texted him and said, have you heard, when we go home tonight, all trains have been cancelled and all buses. It's going to be a nightmare to get home. I was winding him up. He looked at his phone and just said, I get the tube, I don't get the trains. I meant to say, I thought trains encompassed the tubes, really. It was my intention, but he didn't fall for anything and wasn't that bothered. So, yeah, then I explained it was an April Fool's and he sort of went, So, yeah, backfired a little bit there. Wasn't as amusing as I was hoping. There was no kind of outraged reaction. To be fair, he probably would have realised it was an April Fool, even if he did have to travel on the Overground network. But there we go. Maybe you had a brilliant April Fool's. If you want to tell me about it, message me on social media. Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter /X. And why not go for it? Let me know any hilarious April Fools you've seen or fallen victim to or created yourself. I've told you mine. Share yours with me if you want to. You may find it makes its way onto the show that goes like this, Airwaves. Fantastic stuff. This is Phoenix FM. Great to be here on a Tuesday evening with you up until midnight. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here. Don't touch your dial. Don't touch your internet tab. Leave the volume loud. Enjoy the music. I'll tell you more ridiculous holidays after another alcohol-related track in Alcohol Awareness Month. Here's another all-time classic of all time. It's Chumbawamba.
Listen to love.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the fabulous Chumbawamba and Tub. Thumping, of course, you have to cough in the middle of it. That makes it authentic. That's what they thought when they were writing it. So, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hopefully you're having a wonderful Tuesday evening. And let me now share with you some of the ridiculous holidays that occur on this date every year. For instance, I have to pick the more ridiculous ones. That's some that aren't ridiculous at all. Did you know the 2nd of April everywhere is National Ferret Day? They've got cute faces and long bodies and are quite nice and furry. They're ferrets. Yes, not sausage dogs. Smaller than sausage dogs, ferrets. Did you know as well, if you've fallen out with someone, today is Reconciliation Day. Yes, time to make up with people. Don't fall out with anybody today. You have to reconcile. Get over your differences as well. And of course, for all those of us that work in retail and supermarkets, the 2nd of April, as everybody's well aware, all across the UK, National Love Your Produce Manager Day. That is an actual thing. I'm sorry to have to tell you it is true. National Love Your Produce Manager Day. It is, of course, as well, International Fact-Checking Day. You'll know if you regularly tune into these airways, I like to bring you facts, and of course, more so than ever during tonight's show, I will have checked them. Oh, yes. I won't bring you anything that's not accurate. You know, don't you panic about that. Now, of course, as well as all those ridiculous holidays, who could forget that it's also National Egg Salad Week? You've got 5 more days after today to enjoy egg salads. National Egg Salad Week. And surely, as well, no one could forget that throughout April, regardless of weather, it is National Lawn Care Month. National Lawn Care Month. National Egg Salad Week. National Love Your Produce Manager Day. Check facts, enjoy ferrets and reconcile. That's what I recommend you do all day today. We're only about 12 and a half minutes away from Scott Fish. I'm excited. You should be too. He's been given an alcohol-related task this week to give us some very interesting, possibly hard-hitting facts about alcohol. So looking forward to speaking to Scott Fish at 10:30. And then so much more to come as well. Prediction Master, celebrity birthdays, the intense debate, loads of tracks suggested by you, probably some facts, probably, which will have been checked. It's all very exciting. So, Sue Burton wanted to hear UB40 at the start. Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping was suggested by Steve Williamson on the socials. And we now have to say thanks to Siobhan Roxburgh, who wants to hear a bit of Terrorvision.
Tequila, it makes me happy. Oh, come tequila, it feels fine. Come tequila when the doors are opened. And come tequila.
On the fever. Yeah.
FM.
Terravision and Tequila there. It's 22 minutes past 10. I reckon if we have another track quite quickly, we can then have another one before we hear from Scott Fish. Or we could do Celebrity Birthdays and then probably only have time for one track before we hear from Scott Fish. Well, shall we do that? Let's do that. Oh, go on then. All right, I hear you all crying. Just get on with it. Yeah, fine. Here are Celebrity Birthdays. Who's celebrating today? 2nd of April. Actor Michael Fassbender is 47 today. Also actor, incredibly hot right now, Pedro Pascal is 49 today. Singer Emmylou Harris is 77 today. Jenny Ryan, the vixen from The Chase, is 42 today. John Thompson, actor-comedian, is 55 today. Ex-England star Teddy Sheringham is 58 today. Ex-sprinting legend Linford Christie is 64 today. And had they survived, Marvin Gaye would have been 85 today and Hans Christian Andersen would have been 219 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Would also have been my nan's 87th birthday. She's sadly no longer with us, but happy heavenly birthday to my nan as well. Amazing stuff. Right, it's the 2nd of April. I said one more track then after celebrity birthdays, and then we will be hearing from Scott Fish. I'm excited. You should be excited. He's going to bring us a heck of a report about alcohol. Looking forward to seeing just what facts and figures he can present us with, maybe some ways to abstain, maybe some ways to drink safely, maybe all kinds of facts and figures. It will be brilliant. Scott Fish coming up shortly. Before that, though, we are now going to hear, courtesy of Mark Straker on social media, who suggested it, from Thin Lizzy.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Thin Lizzy, Whiskey in the Jar. Well, I know you're excited. For various reasons he couldn't appear last week. For various reasons he can appear this week. You know where we're going. Let's hit that jingle.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Absolutely fantastic. As we say, a big hello and a welcome back to Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben.
Ah, Scott, you're back on the airwaves after last week's mishap.
Yes, I am sorry. Obviously, there was a bit of a miscommunication there.
Yeah.
So I apologise unreservedly, but I'm back with you now to entertain you and the good people of Brentwood, Ben.
Fabulous. Well, I feel I have to apologise to you because obviously we set you a task to see what it would be like in solitary confinement, imagining you do it for maybe 4 or 5 hours and give up. And you stuck with it for quite a while, didn't you, Scott?
Sorry, you set me a task for what, Ben?
For staying in solitary confinement last week because it was solitude week, wasn't it, you know?
Last week. Oh, Ben. Sorry, did you say solitude, yeah?
Yeah, that's what last week. Well, we're not doing that this week. That was last week's show, obviously, while you'd locked yourself indoors and turned your phone off to confine yourself solitarily.
Ben, actually, you've misunderstood quite seriously. So, I hadn't switched my phone off and I wasn't in confinement. I just was at the World Solitaire Championships and I lost everything I had, including my phone, in one big bet in solitaire. And a lot of people think that solitaire you do by yourself.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah.
But can I just say, when you play it with other people, it's really difficult and you tend to lose a lot of your possessions.
Wow, well, that has put an interesting twist on what happened to you last week and explained why I couldn't get hold of you. So, can I just confirm? I mean, I'm not even getting onto this week's stuff, but that was solitaire. Is it the card game or the game with sort of marble type thing?
Some people call it patience.
Yeah.
But I like to think of that last week I was in solitaire confinement.
And you made a terrible loss, obviously, as well.
I lost my phone. I also, I did have a wife briefly, but not anymore, so that's it's a pity, but, you know, she was, I think she was done anyway, so that's
maybe, fine. Yeah, maybe that's for another time. Okay, Scott. But let's get on to this week, because as I'm sure you're aware, all throughout April, it's Alcohol Awareness Month, so we've set you a task this week of being aware of alcohol, which I'm sure you are. What can you tell us about alcohol, Scott, in your roving report?
I have to say, this has been one of the best assignments you have ever given me.
Really?
I have taken it very seriously.
Yeah.
Very, very seriously. I am so aware of alcohol right now. Yeah.
What, so obviously you've been studying facts on the internet. What can you tell us about the UK's alcohol consumption compared to other European countries, or what the favourite tipple of the UK is, or certain areas?
Well, there are several things that we drank over the time, and in the UK, do you remember, are you aware of a drink called a flaming Sambuca, Ben?
I've maybe partaken of one in my youth. I have.
Ridiculous. So what they do is they get a drink and it's called Sambuca, right?
Yeah.
And actually, that might be where the name comes from. And it's sort of anise and elderberry flavoured.
Yeah.
And colourless.
So I think a lot of people know what Sambuca is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And they light it, Ben. Did you know that a liquid can go on fire? I always thought liquids put fires out, but I'm aware now, having gone into this,
that
liquids can set on fire. And if you put a flaming Sambuca in your mouth, you get quite burnt. It's, ow.
No, I thought there was a special thing you had to do where you cover it over, and it's the fumes that you inhale, isn't it? You're not supposed to drink the actual flaming liquid. That would be very dangerous.
That makes a lot more sense than what I did. Yeah, that does. That actually would be a lot tastier as well, because I have been in quite a lot of pain.
Just out of interest, Scott, when did you drink that? How long ago?
I mean, I thought it was best not to have it just before the show.
No, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
So it was like lunchtime.
Right, yeah.
And it's I went into Brentwood and I was like, where can you get a flame? And they showed me where to get a flaming Sambuca. Do you know what else they had, Ben? And this, I was not aware that this was available. There was a drink which I drank when I was in my teenage years, but they said, it's called 2020.
Oh, yeah, it's a wine kind of drink. I didn't think that still exists.
It's a drink.
Yeah.
They reckoned it was 20% alcohol, but I got hammered on that everywhere in my teenage years.
Yeah.
But
not since.
Drink it out of the bottle and smash people over the head with it. It was brilliant.
I don't know if you should admit to that on the airwaves, Scott. Anyway.
It was a long time ago, Ben. It was like more than, it was like this morning. So that was before the Sambuca even.
Right,
Ben,
yeah.
Do you remember?
Now, hang on,
I'm really aware of something. There was a drink, and this, I always thought it was doing me good, Ben, because it tasted like cough medicine.
Right.
But it was called Aftershock.
Yes.
Have you ever had that?
I do remember that. It was red, wasn't it? Yes. Yeah.
It's really, really horrible, and I just had some before you called me.
Yeah, can I just ask,
I am so aware of my feet.
Yeah, great.
Not really there.
Obviously. Hang on, Scott.
You have.
Yes, no, Scott, let me just stop you a minute. Just listen for a minute, because I'm getting concerned again about the state you've got yourself into. Obviously, we asked you to be aware of alcohol for this report this month. It does seem like you've consumed alcohol relatively recently. I was hoping you could give us some facts about it, you know, and...
There's a place in Brentwood that actually sells a bottle drink called a hooch. Now, I remember...
yeah.
...getting so drunk on this...
Yeah.
...that I pooped a little.
Right. And there's no need.
That wasn't today. It was yesterday, that one.
No, there's no need, Scott.
I don't advocate that, Ben. I don't advocate
it. I don't. Absolutely, no.
Other behaviours are available.
I have to point out to our listeners that we didn't ask you to drink alcohol before this show. It was...
I did it for the research.
Yeah, well...
I am thorough.
You are
a thorough bunny.
You are
a thorough bunny.
Does it? Well done, Scott. I'm gonna let you go quite soon.
The oldest alcohol.
Whoa, yes. Tell us something, please.
There's
a fact.
There could be this bottle of lager that I've had for 3 weeks. They made mead, right? And they made it because a bee fell into some water.
And
they drank it, and it was quite good.
Scott,
I think monks or something did it, but I don't know if they were in Brentwood or not.
Yes.
But they got really drunk.
Scott, I'd just say, I'd advise you to have some water. As soon as this conversation's finished, have maybe a strong coffee and quite a bit of water. I think you may have a bit of a headache tomorrow morning.
Feet are brilliant, aren't they?
Brilliant, yeah. Ed, just before you go, Scott, I normally let you introduce the next song. It's probably...
Do you want to
No, not right now.
Really good.
No, it's... Do you want to just say House Martins and Happy Hour? That would be lovely if you could do that.
Happy Hour. House Martins and Happy Hour. Oh, make mine a double.
See you next week, Scott.
Phoenix 98 FM.
If you've been affected by Scott Fish, write in the usual way. Here are the House Martins.
What a good place to be. Don't believe that. It's never something I've been in. Oh, oh, oh. It's another night up with a boss, following footsteps of a compromise, and it's hard to me. Good women go on trees, and if you catch them up, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets, and they close all the minds, and they love to buy you all a drink. And if we ask all the questions, and you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe that. Speak a different language, understand something happened to me. Don't believe that. Oh no, cause it's never something happened to me. What a good place to be. Don't believe that.
FM.
House Martins and Happy Hour. Almost thanks to Scott Fish for that roving report. Apologies if any of you are worried about Scott Fish's condition. I'm sure we'll send a researcher out to him and make sure he does get home safely and does drink some water or coffee or both. We might throw the water in his face and then force him to drink a couple of cups of espresso. Anyway, I thought he may be able to share something like this with you. But did you know, in case you couldn't guess, the most popular alcoholic drink in the UK is a pint of beer. Oh yes. No, it's not a, don't do the fanfare, it's not sort of prize worthy, I'm just announcing it. It's a pint of beer. So yeah. No, don't do the silly fanfare. But... right, maybe other people are in the same condition as Scott Fish. Thank you, guys. Still, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. And as ever, I feel duty-bound to apologise for the behaviour of our roving reporter. People often write into me and say, why is he still working for you? But, you know, everyone needs a Scott Fish in their lives, I believe. He'll be back next week with some kind of report. Hopefully it'll all go slightly better than it has done this week. So... it's still Tuesday, it's still the 2nd of April, it's still a load of ridiculous holidays. Yes, it's National Ferret Day, it's International Fact-Checking Day, it's National Love Your Produce Manager Day, it's Reconciliation Day, and of course, all week, it's Egg Salad Week, and of course, all month, it's Lawn Care Month, and it's also... Alcohol Awareness Month, yes. So we need to be aware of alcohol, we need another... track that helps us celebrate that. Mark Straker suggested Thin Lizzy, which came up a little while ago, and then before Scott Fish it was of course after Scott Fish it was the House Martins and Happy Hour, and now we're going to hear, courtesy of Stuart Janes, a bit of Brand Van 3000.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got free tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. But you can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called and said it was a pork or rock for. Let's see if it's that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Want those three Brand Van tickets, man? What do you think? Todd, you there?
Hi, bitch, what?
Yeah, mighty thirsty of it.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise. A mafioso story with a twist. A two-wall fool, Julie, you are here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
But
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Bran Van 3000 and Drinking in LA, of course. Now, I feel duty bound with an hour of it left to tell you about tonight's intense debate on the Twitterverse. It is sport related. Premier League football has been going on tonight. Tottenham and West Ham have fought out a draw. And at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, I believe. And some other games have gone on today. Bournemouth winning, I think. Nottingham Forest winning against Fulham. I always like a bit of Premier League football. And here is a poll to take Twitter, or X, by storm. Quite simply, it's a three-horse race for the title with nine games to go. Very exciting. I'm simply asking this evening, who will win the Premier League? Liverpool, Arsenal or Manchester City? Three-way vote, single click or tap at Benson Radio on Twitter to cast your vote. You'll find the poll. Why not give it a retweet or a repost and more people will see it and more votes will come in. At the moment, the majority of voters going with Liverpool. But yes, that could all change if you get yourself onto Twitter and cast your vote as well. At Benson Radio is the page, the profile to look up. It will be at the top of that, and then, as I said, single click or tap to get involved. Who will win the Premier League? And if, even if you're not a sports fan, get involved. Go on, just cast a vote. If you don't know the differences between the teams, vote anyway. That's what we want. Uneducated voting. That bodes well with a general election coming up later in the year, doesn't it? I'm not suggesting any listeners are uneducated. I'm saying, you know, I know of at least a handful of people that after we had the referendum on whether we should stay in Europe or not said, I don't know really why I voted like that. It was just for a bit of a laugh. Genuinely. That's what happens in a democracy. Fabulous. Right. It's all getting a bit deep, isn't it? Let's have more music. It's 10 to 11 on the show that goes like this on this fabulous Tuesday, the 2nd of April. All kinds of ridiculous holidays and alcohol awareness month. So now I'm going to play around, possibly, with alcohol-related music, and not the most obvious of tracks for the next few, I think, but still alcohol-related. For instance, Brandy and Monica. Pretty clear there. The boy's mine.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It only just occurred to me that that's almost exactly the same song as Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing. All I'm going to say is Brandy and Monica came out in 1998, J-Lo, 2000. There we go, I'm leaving it out there. Maybe it's a you know, almost cover version acknowledgement, some kind of thing done. 2001 it was released, Love Don't Cost a Thing. Okay, 3 years after Brandy and Monica. But anyway, let's not dwell on that. Let's dwell on the fact it's Alcohol Awareness Week all week, and also lots of other ridiculous holidays too. National Ferret Day, National Love Your Produce Manager Day. Who doesn't love their produce manager? It's Reconciliation Day, it's International Fact Checking Day, and all week it's Egg Salad Week, yes. And as well as Alcohol Awareness Month, who could ever possibly forget that throughout April it's Lawn Care Month as well. Care for your lawn, bit difficult this evening when it's chucking it down, but there you go. Right, plenty still to happen in this show. The result of the hotly contested intense debate, Prediction Master will be back. And I will share with you, better than Scott Fish did, some facts about alcohol. Plus, lots more tracks to make it onto the airwaves in the next hour. There's no reason to go anywhere. You really have got to keep it here on 98.0 Phoenix FM. Now, I mentioned the odd sort of cheeky relation to alcohol in some of the tracks that are occurring now. I like this next one, so thanks to Bobbo Roberts, who suggested the Eagles. Oh, yes, not the most obvious track. Take It to the Limit. I like it. Nice one, Bobbo.
FM.
So that's the Eagles and Take It to the Limit. Fabulous stuff. Now, are you ready for some shocking revelations? The top 10 most popular alcohol brands in the UK have already entered the second hour of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. So the top 10 alcoholic brands in the UK. I'm not saying go and drink all these, I'm just giving you the information. At number 10, it's a rum do, it's Captain Morgan. Captain Morgan's rum is the 10th most popular alcoholic brand in the UK. At number 9, Malibu. I'm getting a Caribbean theme here. Yes. At number 8, Martini. Wowzers. Number 7, gin making an appearance, it's Gordon's. Gordon's at number 7. Number 6, it's a summer day, you want to be refreshed, you want some fruit in your glass, but you want some alcohol in your stomach, it's Pimm's. Pimm's at number 6. Then we're getting posher at number 5. Moët and Chandon is number 5. Getting a bit champagne-y there, aren't we? Then back to that Caribbean flavour at number 4, it's Bacardi. Bacardi is number 4. Number 3, vodka had to be there somewhere, it's Smirnoff. Smirnoff is number 3. I think you're going to be surprised by number 1. Number 2, have you guessed? Jack Daniels. Yes, and number 1, Baileys. The most popular alcoholic brand in the UK, Baileys Cream. Fantastic. I do like a Baileys, I have to say. For those of you that do enjoy alcohol and do enjoy hot drinks, a Baileys latte is something to be savoured. Yes, heartily recommended by me, hopefully enjoyed by many people. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. If you're reaching for the Baileys, good for you. It's Alcohol Awareness Month. You've got another 28 days to carry on reaching for the Baileys. Don't do it non-stop. To excess is bad, of course. The odd Baileys now and again, I'm very happy for you. Let's have some more music. A lot of people suggested this, but thanks to Fiona Watson. It's Don McLean. You know what's coming.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Well, I know that you're in that I die. This will be the day that I die. Not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
I think all the popular alcoholic drinks I was talking about doesn't include your kind of beers and ciders and wines. It's all sort of spirits. But, yeah, number 11, Southern Comfort. 12, Beef Eater. 13, Jacob's Creek. Oh, no, it does include wine. 14, Disaronno. I do love an amaretto. 15, Dom Perignon. 16, Cointreau. 17, Glenfiddich. 18, Famous Grouse. 19, Echo Falls. And 20, Johnny Walker. But the most popular alcoholic brand in the UK in 2023, Baileys. There we go. Shocking. Maybe not. Maybe lovely, maybe fabulous. So, yes, it's all good here on the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We've still got 52 minutes left. Don't forget the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse that you can get involved with. Who will win the Premier League? Will it be Liverpool? Will it be Arsenal? Will it be Man City? At Ben Sim Radio to cast your vote. At the moment, Liverpool still out front. Arsenal with quite a few votes. Not so many for Man City at the moment. If you're a City fan and you want to change things, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, single click or tap to cast your vote. Give it a repost, a retweet. More people will see it. More people will get involved. Fabulous. Will it be definitive? Will it be correct? Speaking of correct, Prediction Master will be back in about 10 minutes or so. So there's some excitement for you. Plenty more amazing tracks to fit in before I leave you as well, so don't go anywhere. Right, so we had courtesy of Fiona Watson, Don McLean, and now interesting one this. Ron Wilmot, friend of the show, messaged in and said he'd like to hear a particular track by Tom Waits. Unfortunately, we didn't have the alcohol related track that Ron suggested. We do have only one Tom Waits track in the Phoenix FM extensive archive, so in honour of you, Ron Wilmot, here's Tom Waits.
Wow.
This is I Hope I Don't Fall in Love with You. Should I offer you a chair?
sad man. These old tomcats feelings you don't understand. Well, I turn around to look at you, light a cigarette. I wish I had the guts to bum one, but we've never met.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was Tom Waits. Still appropriate, the content of the song. I enjoyed that, I hope. I don't fall in love with you for Ron Wilmot. There you go, Ron. Enjoy. Now then, more alcohol-related facts. I thought, let's get a bit cocktail-y. It's a time of night where it's appropriate to get cocktail-y. If such a thing is possible, and I have partaken in odd cocktails every now and again, but I'm not a huge connoisseur of the cocktail. I don't even know sort of staple ingredients in obvious cocktails. So let's all share together the 10 most popular cocktails in the UK. At number 10 is a classic mimosa. If you don't know what a mimosa is, it's just two ingredients, champagne and orange juice, was first served at the Ritz Hotel in Paris in 1925. There we go. It was loved so much by the royal family, it took the rest of the world by storm. Mimosa. Fantastic. Next, at number 9, a passion fruit martini. Yes. Fresh passion fruit, vanilla vodka, passion fruit liqueur and lime juice. Often served with a shot of champagne or Prosecco on the side to pour over the passion fruit to release all the wonderful flavours. There we go, passion fruit martini at number 9. At number 8, and I do enjoy this one, an espresso martini. Caffeinated cocktail of choice for coffee lovers everywhere, combining vodka and coffee liqueur. Fantastic stuff. It was created by a bartender named Dick Bradsell, who was well known for reviving the cocktail scene in London. So he could be seen in Soho in the 1980s, and he invented the espresso martini. Yeah, a few coffee beans on the surface, it's fabulous. This is what I mean about I'm not a cocktail connoisseur. I'm not even sure what's supposed to be in an old-fashioned. I think it's some sort of whiskey, but hang on. Let me read more. At number 7 is an old-fashioned with an air of class and sophistication. It's a classic. Bourbon whiskey, bitters, sugar and a dash of water is an old-fashioned. There we go. So I wasn't so ridiculous. I thought it had whiskey in it. At number 6, Negroni. A staple, an Italian classic. It's punchy, bittersweet and ideal for dinner time. Combines gin, vermouth and Campari. There we go. That's number 6. What's at number 5? Well, I'll do 5 to 1. after the next track. Because if you've drunk all of those, maybe you're drinking to excess. Sadly, she's no longer with us, but Amy Winehouse will now help you check into rehab.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
And rehab. Sort of doubly appropriate on Alcohol Awareness Month. Wine in her name and the content of the track very, very appropriate as well. Right, shall we hear the top five most popular cocktails in the UK? Again, one I don't really know the ingredients for, let me guess. No, I'm struggling. I want to say something about... Is there whiskey in it? I don't know. Maybe it's gin. Hang on. Manhattan. A Manhattan cocktail. Classic. What is it? Maybe... whiskey. Sweet vermouth and bitters. Oh, that's it. Whiskey, sweet vermouth and bitters. Now, I had a great question from Ellie from Beccles saying about a mimosa. What is the difference between a mimosa and Buck's Fizz? Yeah, now, interestingly, there is an actual difference, although they both comprise orange juice and champagne. Buck's Fizz is two parts orange juice to one part champagne, and a mimosa is equal parts of each. Did you know that? See, you learn something by tuning in to the show that goes like this. Get your orange juice out, get your champagne out. You know, you decide the amounts. Are you having a mimosa? Are you having a Buck's Fizz? I think I'm having a mimosa next time. Right. Now, here's a cocktail I've not even really heard of, and it's the fourth most popular. How's this possible? Have you heard of a gimlet? Maybe it's just me, but gimlet is at number four. Combines gin and lime to create an ultra-refreshing drink that apparently has stood the test of time without me ever hearing of it. One of the most popular cocktails around. Gin and lime, a gimlet. It sort of makes sense, the name, I suppose. Right, now we're getting to the top three. Get your cocktail excitement ready. At number three is a daiquiri. Yes, a fantastic daiquiri. It's the most ordered rum cocktail in pubs and bars, not just across the UK, but across the globe. Yes. Rum, citrus juice, and sugar. I've had peach daiquiris, I've had strawberry daiquiris, most commonly, but I guess it's possible to have a daiquiri of anything. Citrusy. But there we go. Fantastic. Yeah, daiquiri. At number two, again, I don't really know what comes in it. Outrageous. You're about to find out. Number two is a Cosmopolitan. Ah, made popular in the 90s thanks to Sex and the City. Yeah. It combines vodka, Cointreau and cranberry juice. I would not have known that. So there we go. Vodka, Cointreau and cranberry juice. Yeah. That's a Cosmopolitan. But come on, you're saying, don't keep us in suspense. What's at number one? At number one, an all-time classic of all time, it's a margarita. The most popular cocktail out there. Yeah, there are many variations. The traditional margarita recipe consists of tequila, triple sec and lime juice, often served with a salt rim for the perfect balance of sweet, sour and salty. For a refreshing take on a margarita ideal for summer, you can try Tommy's Margarita, which was served by a bloke called Tommy in a tequila bar in San Francisco, replacing the triple sec with agave syrup for an extra sweet kick. There we go. But tequila, triple sec and lime, classic margarita. There we go, your top 10 cocktails. We've learnt something together on the show that goes like this, I feel, tonight. I know there's people out there who've had cocktails their whole life shouting at me now, going, I knew it already. That's fine. Good for you. I'm pleased for you. I've learned something then. But if other people have learned something, I'm pleased to have brought that information to you tonight. Remember, of course, it's International Fact-Checking Day today. I wouldn't tell you things that are in cocktails that aren't in cocktails. Oh, no, I've checked those facts extensively, thanks to my team of researchers. No, don't... All right, the team could be shorter and smaller very soon. Brilliant. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, on Phoenix FM. We've got 35 minutes and a few seconds still to go. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas on an FM. If you're online, it's phoenixfm.com, or you can ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. If you have a Mixcloud account, the video feed into the studio is available. Search Phoenix 98FM and join in the chat at the box on the side. So now, more alcohol-related music. And now let's hear from the Divine Comedy, Gin-Soaked Boy. Will he be drinking a gimlet? I don't know.
I'm the darkness in the light. I'm the leftness in the right. I'm the rightness in the wrong. I'm the shortness in the long. I'm the goodness in the bad. I'm the saneness in the mad. I'm the sadness in the joy. I'm the gin in the gin-soaked boy. The gin-soaked boy. Ba 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 la da. 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 Ba 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 ba. I'm the ghost in the machine. I'm the genius in the gene. I'm the beauty in sunset in the east, I'm the ruby in the dust, I'm the trust in the mistrust, I'm the Trojan horse in Troy, I'm the gin in the gin soap boy, the gin soap boy. Ba 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 la la, 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 ba 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 ba. I'm the tiger's empty cage, I'm the mystery's final.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I won't lie, a bit of an unexpectedly weird end to that song. I'm Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. Who isn't? Everybody else that isn't Jeff Goldblum. That was The Divine Comedy and Gin Soaked Boy. So, 30 minutes left. In that time, we've got to have Prediction Masters return. We've got to have the result of the intense debate about who will win the Premier League. There's plenty more tracks to squeeze in. And I'm going to tell you the most popular beer brands in the UK. We've already learned beer is the most popular drink in the UK. We've learned a lot about cocktails. We've learned a lot about popular spirits. And Baileys is right up there. What about beer brands? And I'm talking beer and cider brands. We're talking things you can have on draft, I think, is the key to it all. So, have a guess. What's going to be in the top 20? Can you think of popular brands yourself and guess what's number one? You may be surprised. You may not be surprised. It may be your favourite. It may be someone else's favourite. Okay, right. Let's get going and let's do them in fives in between tracks. No, let's do them in tens, otherwise we might not be able to fit in Prediction Master, which would be ridiculous. So, at number 20, most popular beer and cider brand is Heineken. Heineken is number 20. Number 19 is Thatcher's Gold Cider. Number 18 is Old Speckled Hen. Number 17, Foster's. Number 16, Tetley's. Not tea bags, no, it's the other one. At number 15, Carlsberg. If Carlsberg did top 10s, they'd be number 15. That's a shame. At number 14, Birra Moretti. Let's get Italian. Number 13, the cider's back again, it's Bulmers. At number 12, it's Amstel. And number 11, he's played for Manchester United, Real Madrid and LA Galaxy, it's Beck's. Not his own beer. I've tried to be hilarious. Not quite sure whether I've pulled it off. Now, here's a track that's a very tenuous link to drinks. White a Shade of Pale. What are you talking about? I hear you scream. Procol Harum. Not sorry in any way.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Procol Harum, White A Shade of Pale, Procol Harum. Marvellous, I hear you squeal in delight. Brilliant stuff. It's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. We've got 24 minutes and 12 seconds left together, so let's not waste any time. Top 10 now, most popular beer or cider brands in the UK. Have you guessed any of these? Have you guessed number one? At number 10, it's Kronenbourg 1664. At number 9, Cider's Back. It's a Strongbow. That is not the top cider on here. At number 8, it's Peroni. Number 7, Corona. Not the virus. Number 6, Stella Artois. There used to be famous Stella Artois adverts on TV. I haven't seen any for ages that I've been aware of. At number 5, Cider's Back. It's Magners. That's not the most popular cider. At number 4, San Miguel. San Miguel. At number 3, the most popular cider, have you guessed? Copperberg. Copperberg is number 3 on this list. At number 2, Budweiser. Budweiser beer, what is number one? Are you ready for a shocker? It is Guinness. Guinness is number one. St. Patrick's Day, not all that long ago. I expect an awful lot of Guinness was consumed then. Time for more music, then it's Prediction Master. The intense debate will be resolved in about 13 minutes' time. If you still want to cast your vote, that's how long you've got before it will no longer make a difference. At Ben Sim Radio, who's going to win the Premier League, Liverpool, Arsenal or Man City? Get your votes in at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X. In the meantime, the Eagles are back with Tequila Sunrise.
Slowly across the sky,
That was the Eagles and Tequila Sunrise. And now, as promised, it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Prediction Master delighted to report you got another one correct last week. Now, the whole point with this is it's easy to look at various sporting things that might happen or things in the news that might happen and go with something that you think is actually very likely to happen. But Prediction Master has to make occasional difficult guesses, and I think it's fair to say he's predicted well last week. Manchester City were taking on Arsenal at the Etihad Stadium in a top-of-the-league showdown. Liverpool overcame Brighton earlier on in the day, and fortunately for Liverpool, Manchester City and Arsenal played out a goalless draw. Prediction Master said that game would be a draw. Now, three possible results, you think. Home win, away win, or draw. Man City particularly strong at home, although had a couple of injuries. Arsenal done incredibly well this season. Wasn't really obvious that it was going to be a draw. I think Prediction Master did well then. Now, for the big prediction this week. Prediction Master is focusing on Manchester City versus Aston Villa, which will take place very soon. Prediction Master is saying, controversially maybe, Manchester City versus Aston Villa. It's at the Etihad. It's a home match for Manchester City. Prediction Master is saying Manchester City will not win. Manchester City versus Aston Villa at home. Prediction Master says Manchester City will not win. Wowzers. We'll have to tune in next week and find out if he was correct or not and whether he gloats or not. Why he speaks a bit about himself in the third person, I'm not entirely sure. but there you go. Maybe it's a bit of making him a bit more enigmatic, I think, Prediction Master. That's what he is. He's an enigma. Absolutely. Fantastic. Right, let's have some more alcohol-related music. Again, very tenuous, but we all know I love a tenuous link. George Ezra coming up. What are you thinking? Is that an anagram? Is there some sort of alcohol called Zera or something? No, no, no. George Ezra, shotgun. Again, in no way apologetic whatsoever.
alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. See, diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. See what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
George Ezra, Shotgun Love, that track. Three tracks still to get in. We've got to have the result of the intense debate, which will complete while the next track is on, and then sum up the entire show. Somehow we've only got 13 minutes and 20 seconds left together. Let's cherish it. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, on an FM dial or DAB radio, and online at phoenixfm.com, and via smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM. And those of you that want to see me in the studio, you can go to Mixcloud and search for Phoenix 98 FM, and you'll see the black jumper I'm sporting today, and that I've managed to finally get the title of my show on the Mixcloud text at the bottom. So, took a little bit of a while, but we're there. We're there in the end with a bit of jiggery pokery, and who doesn't like jiggery pokery? Well, loads has happened tonight anyway. It will all get summed up in the next 10 minutes or so. There's a couple of exciting tracks towards the end of the show. Well, they're all good, aren't they? And most of them have been suggested by you lovely legend listeners. Thanks to everyone that's been in touch on social media. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons, and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. Those are the places you can go if you want to drop me a line. Thank you so much. Right, coming up now, three to go. It's, what's the word that means one before penultimate? One before penultimate. I've lost it. Here's Ed Sheeran, and quite simply, Drunk.
I wanna be drunk when I wake up, on the right side of the wrong bed, and never in
an excuse I made up. Tell you the truth, I did what didn't kill me. It never made me stronger at all. Love will scar your makeup, lipsticks to me. So now I maybe lean back there. I'm sat here wishing I was sober. No, I'll never hold you like I used to. But a house gets cold when you cut the heating. Without you to hold, I'll be freezing. Can't rely on my heart to beat in, cause you take parts of it every evening. Take words out of my mouth just from breathing. Replace with phrases like when you're leaving me. Should I, maybe I'll get drunk again. I'll be drunk again. I'll be drunk. At the bottom of a coke can, and I got no plans for the weekend. So should we speak then? Keep it between friends. Though I know you'll never love me like you used to. There may be other people like us who see the flicker of the clipper when they light up. Flames just create us. Burns don't heal like before. You don't hold me anymore. Plays out like the band's name. I know I can't heal things with a handshake. You know I can't change as I began saying. You cut me wide open like landscape. Open bottles of beer but never champagne. To applaud you with the sound that my hands make. Should I, maybe I'll get drunk again. I'll be drunk again. I'll be drunk.
FM.
Ed Sheeran's gotten a little bit drunk, hasn't he? There we go. Well, one more track, then it's time to sum it up. Has the intense debate been resolved? I think it may well have done. A quick refresh will tell me. Hold your horses right there, everybody. Yes, it has. People think Liverpool are going to win the league with 56% of the vote. Arsenal have 33% of the vote. Manchester City just 11% of the vote. There we go. So Liverpool ought to win the league. Fantastic stuff. I'll be happy if they do. Right, penultimate track. Here are Oasis. Got to enjoy this one. Don't stop enjoying it.
Special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic Oasis, Champagne Supernova. We've got a great one to play us out as well, courtesy of a listener suggestion. Last minute. Love it when that happens. So many people to thank for being a part of tonight's show. So to everybody that made track suggestions, Sue Burton, Mark Straker, Steve Williamson, Siobhan Roxburgh, Stuart Janes, Tony Smith, Liam Parkinson, Aston Dobson, Dave Gentle, Nick Field, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Chris Ford, Horace Hotman, Bobo Roberts, Dan Prague, Georgina Abigail, Fiona Watson, Paul Saunders, Andy Fleming, Anthony Bygraves. Have I got through everyone? Oh no, Matt Watson, Ken Taylor, Jamie Cameron, Ron Wilmot, Maria on the Isle of Wight, Adam Dakin, Graham Noble and Mark Reed. I think there's a few I've forgotten as well. James Ludlow usually gets involved. Tom O'Driscoll as well. Thanks to you guys too. Fantastic. Well, we need a great track to play us out. It's been international... Ferret Day. It's been... Alcohol Awareness Month. It's also Lawn Care Month, but thanks to everyone that suggested tracks. Now, unless you've been living under a bridge for the last month or so, you will know Beyoncé's had a new track out that celebrates excess in some way or another. So I'm going to play us out with that one and, enjoy listening to a bit of Texas Hold'em. I'll be back at 10 o'clock next week. See you then.
This ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold'em, hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus, ooh. And throw your keys up, hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you, ooh. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now, woo. Huh. There's a tornado, ooh, there's a tornado in my city. In the basement, that ain't pretty. Rugged whiskey, we're surviving. A red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar. We always thought was nice. Then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, oh. Ain't no hold'em, hey. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So pop your Lexus, oh. Throw your keys up, hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. Take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give, come take it to the floor now. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh. Oops, Spurs. To the flow now.